Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, everybody. This is Cass and Georgie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland teenager Neth Dharmasiri has created a coding app to bridge the digital divide. After coming back home from a trip to Sri Lanka, Neth was inspired to start working on Thetis, a digital learning tool that teaches coding to beginners, with his friend Chin Maylal, another 17-year-old Queenslander. The app is designed to work offline for areas with patchy internet connection and has now been released to the market. The app is split into three courses aimed at giving users a basic understanding of coding concepts and how they relate to real-world industries.
A plant previously thought extinct has recently been rediscovered in North Queensland by a professional horticulturist while banding birds at a remote outback station. The plant itself is Tylodus cinereus, a purple-flowered shrub which hasn't been seen since the 1960s. The discovery was verified by a botanist at the Queensland Herbarium after being uploaded to the citizen science platform iNaturalist, a site that allows people to track plants, animals and insects, and which has previously led to at least five other major discoveries in Australia.
In national news, a fire broke out last night's Big Bash qualifier game in Perth. Police moved to attend and extinguish a gas fire outside Optus Stadium as smoke began covering the grounds and moving through the crowded stands. The incident occurred early in the game while temperatures reached 39 degrees, possibly adding to the fire's breakout. The situation was quickly attended to and no harm or damage was done.
A severe solar storm was monitored last night by the National Emergency Management Agency, which made auroras visible across Australia as far as North Queensland. Reports of the solar storm were seen in Tasmania, Victoria, South Australia, New South Wales, and Queensland. Australian astrophysicist, science communicator and author Sarah Webb said, "A solar storm is a sudden event on the surface of the sun where particles and plasma are ejected away from the surface and into space. When these storms happen, the particles and plasma can be a direct line of the Earth and end up interacting with our magnetic field. The storm has potential to change the Earth's protective magnetic field and allow particles to flow lower into the atmosphere."
And in international news, Canadian authorities detained Israeli comedian and former combat soldier Guy Hochman while he was travelling to the country for a performance, after human rights groups filed complaints accusing him of war crimes and incitement of genocide. The Hind Rajab Foundation submitted a 40-page dossier to the Canadian authorities that led to his 6-hour interrogation at Toronto Pearson International Airport. The dossier detailed Hochman's participation in the destruction of a mosque in December 2024, alongside statements made encouraging mass killing and extermination of Palestinians. Their complaint included concerns that Hochman's planned performance encouraged further criminal conduct, misaligned with international human rights obligations for war crimes.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know it, Brisbane is cloudy with possible showers. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.